The Biden administration says any American who is still trapped in Afghanistan and wants to get out will be evacuated. But with the U.S. withdrawal deadline only days away, President Biden is now considering extending the August 31st deadline for exiting that nation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on the fate of others who are not U.S. citizens.
We will continue to get Afghans at risk out of the country even after U.S. military forces have left.
A Taliban spokesman warns the U.S. will cross a red line if the Biden administration keeps troops in Afghanistan past its August 31st deadline. Rina Omiri was born in Afghanistan, came to the U.S. in the 70s. She's a senior fellow at NYU's Center for International Cooperation and the school's Center for Global Affairs. Omiri tells Dimitri the situation has only gotten worse for women and girls in Afghanistan in the week or so the Taliban has been in control.
With each day, what I hear from women leaders in Afghanistan, as well as rights activists, is that the Taliban are becoming more emboldened and carrying out more restrictive measures. There's more surveillance. The fear is only intensifying and increasing while hope is diminishing. There's a U.S. priority list for evacuations, as well as all of these other countries that are in Afghanistan evacuating their citizens and then those that have worked with them and their contractors. President Biden has noted that women and human rights defenders would be a part of that, but they're at the very bottom of that list. And what I hear from women is that they keep on going back to the airport with their small children, often with their families in tow, and they show up at the airport waiting days, honestly, days. The conditions are absolutely horrible. They try to take food and water with them, but then they run out at some point. They feel incredibly vulnerable because it's an unstable, volatile situation. There are rogue elements as well as the Taliban, and they're in the middle of all of this with their children. And then it reaches nighttime, and they still haven't been able to get into the gate and to the airport. And now they're stuck in this hard place. Do I try to go back? It's dark. I don't even have a car to go back home. What am I going to do? I've gotten calls like that from friends. At the same time, I can't go back home because I'm being surveyed by the Taliban. I can't go inside the airport. What do I do? And these people are calling, crying and pleading for help from anywhere. I mean, I'm not the only one who's getting these calls. Anyone who knows someone in Afghanistan are getting calls like that from friends, from former colleagues. And on our end, we just feel profoundly helpless.
It's my understanding that tens of thousands of businesses were run by women in Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan. Have you heard of any instances of somebody who says, you know what, I'm going to try to stick it out here?
I think there's a lot of people who are trying to stick it out. Remember, this is a country of over 30 million people. Over 65% of the population are youth. They have never lived under Taliban rule. All they know is the type of world that you and I know, about flawed elections, social media, being able to speak out and be vocal about the things that you like and you don't like. They have this world that we take for granted and they took for granted, and overnight it's shut down. And now they have to contend with, not everyone, of course, can leave. Not everyone falls under one of these lists of people that would have the criteria to qualify for an S1 or S2 visa. And so these people have no other choice but to live under these conditions. So not only is it incumbent upon us to help the women and human rights defenders who may be able to leave, but there's the rest of the population that have overwhelmingly supported democracy, the rights-based agenda. Their world has been turned upside down. And I think that the world cannot simply turn around and accept these people who, through no fault of their own, all of their rights are taken away overnight.
Again, that's Rina Omiri, a senior fellow at NYU's Center for International Cooperation and Center for Global Affairs on Skype. She urges Americans to contact their members of Congress and to use social media to plead with the American government to help women and girls in Afghanistan.